Talking Nuggets with Altitude Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
Joining us right now to talk Nuggets, Chris Dempsey from Altitude. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic this morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well today, Chris. Nuggets and New Orleans tonight. We'll talk more about that coming up in a moment. But I want to get your thoughts about Will Barton and the hamstring injury, the strain that has put him on the shelf for right now. Seemed like Will had really picked up helping to carry some of that scoring load left behind with the injury to Jamal Murray. Certainly Michael Porter Jr. has been doing that. But how concerned are you about this Will Barton injury?
Well, Michael Malone, Nuggets coach Michael Malone, did say recently that he thought that Will Barton wouldn't be back for the foreseeable future. And, Michael Malone, usually, if he's going to go into that kind of detail, it's probably going to be a while. So it sounds like, we won't see Will Barton. I mean, there's only a few weeks left before the playoffs. So I think in my own mind, I'd be surprised to see him back before the playoffs. So it's going to be a little bit, and the Nuggets are going to have to survive without him. And hopefully, though, that they'll get Monte Morris back here sooner than later.
P.J. Dozier's picked up some of that slack with Will Barton out as well. And, we saw when, P.J. got the chance to play some last year in the postseason, guy can defend, he can score a little bit. How much can he help offset the loss of Will Barton for right now?
Well, defensively, he's one of the best defensive rating players in the entire NBA. And so, he is a real asset to the Nuggets on that end of the court, can really guard a number of positions and do that to a very high level. So defensively, they're set with him there. And then offensively, as you mentioned, he can score a little bit. I mean, obviously, he's coming off two games ago, 23 points, which was a career high for him. He's got ability on the offensive end as well, can break down his man one-on-one, get straight to the rim and finish around there. Obviously, step back and hit a three-point shot as well. He'll look to be a little more consistent from the three-point line. I think from him, it's going to be a thing. I think when you're talking about the difference, the biggest difference between P.J. Dozier and Will Barton is the three-point percentage just overall. I mean, Will Barton was shooting, I believe this was a career high for him, was 38% from three-point line versus 31% right now over the course of the season for P.J. Dozier, even though that's just a little bit better in this interim time since he's played more. But, the three-point shooting is a big deal. It's been a big deal to this Nuggets offense all year long. They've been one of the top three or four three-point shooting teams in the NBA all season long. But they're taking hits to that because Jamal Murray was a 41% three-point shooter. Will Barton was a 38% three-point shooter. Monte Morris, 37% three-point shooter. And so when you start removing those players from your lineup, that area takes a hit, and so it's incumbent upon the players that are stepping up to be able to knock some of those shots down and keep that profile for this offense high.
Altitude's Chris Dempsey joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Not just Will Barton with his injury, but Monte Morris that right hamstring continues to plague him, continues to be a problem for him. What have you heard in regard to Monte Morris and a kind of a timetable of when we can see him back on the floor, hopefully on some kind of consistent basis?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that's going to be sooner rather than later. There's been no official timetable set for Monte Morris's return. He's been gone for a little while now, and it didn't sound like his strain was as bad as Will Barton's. So, I'm hopeful he'll be back. Not just before the regular season, but maybe hopefully in the next week to 10 days. That's just me talking. We'll see with him. And the Nuggets could obviously use him. They need as many players, especially when you start talking about it. Maybe he'll get right back into the starting lineup, or maybe they'll use him as a reserve. I don't know how that will go once he returns. But they can certainly use all the wing scoring and ball handling that they can, that they can get. And one thing that you lose when you lose, Jamal and Will and Monte is those are three ball handlers for you. The Nuggets can try to get some of that back here with Monte Morris. I think he'll be back before the end of the regular season, and they'll need him. And, you know, so that'll be a little bit of a boost for the Nuggets. And then once he returns, you know, because Will Barton seems to be a long ways off, I mean, once Monte returns, that's going to be the team right there. And so the Nuggets have to get figured out how they're going to operate with Monte back with the cast of characters that they have right now, and then, you know, endeavor to be the best versions of themselves going into the playoffs.
From Altitude Covers the Nuggets, Chris Dempsey with us today on the Team Sports Network. Now, I have to bring this up about Monte Morris, because he came up, Chris, with the nickname for Michael Porter Jr., Showtime.
Yeah, Showtime. Yeah.
Where are you with Showtime? Because when I think Showtime, man, I'm sorry. I think of the Lakers. I think of Magic and Norm Nixon and Kareem and James Worthy and those guys. I think Michael Porter Jr. has now entered the kind of territory where he deserves a nickname. Can we come up with something? No offense to Monte. Love Monte Morris, but is Showtime really the best nickname that we can come up with for Michael Porter Jr.? It seems like that's kind of a cop out, to be quite honest.
Well, he's Showtime. You know, I think this goes back to when Mike showed up when he was a rookie. And so when Michael showed up when he was a rookie, I mean, he was very confident. And, you know, I think Paul Millsap told a story one time that he was basically, as he was not playing, remember, he did not play his first full year when he was with the Nuggets, but behind the scenes, he was telling everybody, hey, listen, you know, I'm going to, you just wait till I get on the court. You know, I'm gonna do A, B, C, X, Y, Z, and really talking himself up to the point where I remember, so the year that he was going to play in summer league, he had talked himself up to the point where multiple Nuggets, veteran Nuggets players were very eagerly awaiting the chance to see him play in the summer league, because they were just like, okay, we've seen you, we understand that you talk a big game, and that we see flashes of big game in you, but we want to see that on the court. But then you'll recall Michael Porter Jr. got injured prior to the that summer league, so nobody saw him in the summer league, and so nobody saw him until he actually got on the court with the Nuggets in that following season. I guess my point is that from the big talking to the big time play, it's been Showtime. You know, you turn on the lights and the guy makes all the shots and he makes great plays and he puts up all the points and he just does it so effortlessly. And so I see where Monte Morris is coming up with that. I actually kind of like it. I do see where you're coming from with the Lakers and the Showtime Lakers, where it's a different kind of Showtime with the Lakers, right? It was the fast pace, the passing, Magic Johnson, no-look passing, all of that went into just a grid of show on earth kind of an atmosphere with those Lakers, versus just one guy going out and every single night just lighting up the scoreboard and putting in big points. So I think that both Showtimes can coexist. and so for Michael Porter Jr., I actually think it's a pretty fun nickname for him, because it kind of is, to me, it kind of is Showtime. Every time this guy steps on the court, the shots that he makes and the points that he puts up and just the production has just been amazing. And since I was just doing this little research last night, since Jamal Murray went down, he and Nikola Jokic are the fourth highest scoring duo in the NBA. And, you know, and that is, you know, Nikola's numbers have always been that high, but that is in a complete tribute to what Michael Porter Jr. has done since Jamal Murray has gone down, and that is scored 25 points per game. And that's just ridiculous shooting, over 50 from the field and over 50 from the three-point line. And he does it consistently. And so it just is, you know, it's bright lights, big city for that guy every time he steps on the court.
I like that, bright lights, big city. Maybe something, that's not going to work. I've got one. How about a little tip of the hat to Kid Cudi, Kid Cool. Kid Cool from Michael Porter Jr. I don't know. I'm just saying. Just,
I like it.
You can float that one out there. It's not going to probably stick. But yeah, but Michael Porter Jr. has been great. 31 against Memphis the other night. The Nuggets over the past 15 games, they're 12-3. It's the league's best mark over the past 15 games. Hoping to continue that tonight against the New Orleans Pelicans. We got Chris Dempsey from Altitude joining us today on the Jim Davis Show. And tonight, this is one of these games where this is where Aaron Gordon, certainly this is where his value is, and part of the reason they went out and got him, because Aaron Gordon's going to get a chance to score off against Zion Williamson. The Nuggets have a chance to win the season series against the Pelicans tonight And so, like I said, this is one of those games where outstanding score, tough matchup in Zion Williamson. This is Aaron Gordon time tonight in this matchup.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be tough. I mean, you know, Zion runs through the entire NBA. The numbers that he puts up and the field goal percentage that with which he does that is, you know, among the best in league history, you know, in terms of what he does every single night. And so this will be, it's a matchup that it'll be tough. And, yeah, this is why he brought Aaron Gordon here. And so you just have to stay in the fight against Zion Williamson because he's going to get to his spots. He's just too big and too explosive for the majority of players at his position. And he obviously has had a couple of good games against the Nuggets. I think going into tonight's game, you got to do what you can against Zion in terms of walling him off, not letting him get downhill, not letting him get, you know, a head of steam toward your rim, because once he does that, nobody's stopping him from getting to the rim at that point. So you just got to make him hesitate, try to stop and start, those kinds of things that don't allow him to get momentum to the rim immediately. And then you have a much better chance. But I think what they do against Brandon Ingram is going to be a little more important because he's the guy that you can force into a very inefficient shooting night and, quite frankly, a subpar scoring night. And they did that the last time that these two teams met. And I think that was the difference between the loss to the Pelicans the first time, which Brandon Ingram scores 30 points in that game and makes plays down the stretch to help the Pelicans win, and then the win that the Nuggets had over the Pelicans, in which Brandon Ingram scored 13 points in that game on very terrible shooting from the field. And so he's the guy that if they can kind of get in a space to where he's just not having a great night, that gives you a better chance to beat the New Orleans Pelicans because, you know, the Pelicans are one of the highest scoring teams in the NBA, but then defensively they're just not there for most nights. And so if you can take out one of their two stars, and now your offense has gotten a chance to get into a Pelicans defense that really has not played very well at all at any point in time in this season, now you're going to give yourself a chance to win. And so it'll be interesting to see how this game plays out because the first two in this series were very different looking games. And so which team can get their personality and their players' personalities on the court over the others is going to be the one that wins here tonight.
Hey, Chris, I always appreciate